God wants you to speak faith. Well, praise the Lord, it's time once again for the Speak Faith Netcast, and I'm glad you could join us on the Speak Faith Netcast today. We're going to have some exciting things to talk about. As a matter of fact, it's the exact same thing I'm talking about on our radio broadcast, which is also the Speak Faith radio broadcast. And so I'm excited to be able to come to you today and talk about the baptism in the Holy Ghost. So we're going to pick up that topic, and we're going to start with that today. And I tell you what, I don't know if it's going to, I'll be able to conclude it today. More likely, it will go through the next program as well, because there's a lot to talk about when you talk about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen? So we're going to be getting into that. I would say that if you have the opportunity to go to our website, speakfaith.org, all right, as it says there on the screen, go ahead and go there and listen to the Speak Faith broadcast on this very same topic, because in a daily program like that where I'm continuing the topic every single day, then we have opportunity to get into a lot more things, a lot more depth than we would in a 30-minute netcast like this. So I encourage you to do that. Now, speakfaith.tv, exciting things are happening there. As you know, we had the Word of Faith radio rally back September the 15th, and Dr. Jesse Duplantis was in Concord, North Carolina, and I got to talk to some of his staff and talk to some of the folks there in their TV department and so forth, and we got permission for speakfaith.tv to carry Jesse Duplantis. So we've added him to the lineup on our Roku channel as well as our live streaming channel. Now, the live streaming channel has a different address than the Roku channel, in a sense. The main website is speakfaith.tv, as you see there on the screen, okay? So you can go there, and you can find out all about speakfaith.tv and how it works and all the different ways you can get it, okay? But if you want just the live feed, like you're watching a regular TV station, then you go to sftv.io, as it says there on the screen now. So, two different addresses for two different things. One is for general information on speakfaith.tv, being able to watch it with a Chromecast, being able to find out how to watch it on a Fire TV, being able to find out how to subscribe to our Roku channel, all the different ways. There's so many ways that you can watch our programming on speakfaith.tv. So check out that website. Very important. Now, again, on the streaming channel, sftv.io, all you got to do is point your browser there, whether it's your web browser on your PC, on your tablet, on your phone, even on your smartphone, you can point your browser to sftv.io and watch our live stream programming at any time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, we're broadcasting the Word of Faith message, praise God. So, exciting things there. Now, I mentioned Word of Faith Radio, WFR.org, Word of Faith Radio. We've got some new ministers that are coming on Word of Faith Radio. Jeremy Mays is going to be on, Dr. Jeremy Mays, and he has started his program 6:30 in the morning and 6:30 in the evening, I believe is right. Have to check the schedule on that to be sure. But he's going to be teaching the Word, and we're excited about these new ministers. There's others that are coming on soon as well. These new ministers that are joining us to preach the Word of Faith message to the world. And I'm serious about that. 175 countries. Think about that. 175 countries around the world are able to hear Word of Faith Radio. Wow. That's exciting to me. I don't know about you, but it excites me to know that we're reaching that many people with the Word of Faith message. Now, obviously, they're not all tuned in at one time. I'd love for them to, but the opportunity is there, and that's the great thing about the Word of God. The opportunity is there for you to receive from the Word of God. whether you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord, get born again, got to do that. Praise the Lord. I mean, that's a necessity for sure. Or whether you believe God for your healing, for financial prosperity, whatever it is, whatever need you have, the Word of God has an answer for that in the pages of the Word. And these ministers that are teaching the Word on Word of Faith Radio and SpeakFaith.tv, they're helping minister to you. And really, that's really what this ministry, Word of Faith Ministries, the ministry that I founded back in 1980, is all about. And that is to proclaim the Word of Faith, to be a showcase of ministries, like all the ministries we have on Word of Faith Radio, all the ministries we have on SpeakFaith.tv, showcase ministries and train people to fulfill the Word of God. That's what we're about here at Word of Faith Ministries. And so I trust you take advantage of all of these opportunities, tremendous opportunities. Now, when I was coming up and hearing the Word of Faith, oh man, if I'd have had the opportunity to tune out on my own device, my own phone, which they didn't even have that back then. You know, smartphones didn't exist back in the 70s. But when I was coming along, I would love to have been able to hear all of this Word teaching as just right at the fingertips, being able to get it that easily and that quickly. Oh man, that'd be a blessing. And so that's why we're doing it today, is to make it available to people. All right, praise the Lord. Well, let's get into the Word of God. We're going to be talking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And in order to do that, we really need to go to Acts chapter 2. Amen. When the day of Pentecost was fully come. Well, before we get very much further, Acts chapter 2, verse 1. When the day of Pentecost was fully come. What does that mean? The day of Pentecost was actually a Jewish celebration. All right. It wasn't initially a Christian event. Okay, it was for the Jews and for those that accepted Judaism. Later on in the chapter here, we'll be reading where it says Jews and proselytes. Okay, so a proselyte is one that is converted to a particular belief system. In this case, talking about the Jews and proselytes, proselytes to Judaism. Okay, so let's keep that in mind. Jewish holiday. They're all gathered together in Jerusalem. They've come from all countries all around the world, in that known world of that time, and they all came together in one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Now here's 120 Christians, believers, that are gathered together, okay? For fear of the Jews, they were not, like, you know, excited about going and preaching the gospel to the world, because the Jews were out to get them. Okay, in this day and time. So this 120 were kind of hiding out. All right, they were not yet empowered by the Holy Spirit to minister, which is what the whole point of this is. We're going to talk about that in just a bit. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Okay, now a lot of people have these paintings or drawings or whatever that show little fire above their head, you know, like a little match thing. I don't know if it's like that or not. I don't know if it looked like, you know, fire shooting out of the top of their heads. I don't know if it looked like a glow. I have no idea. But they saw something. Some kind of manifestation occurred, and they saw this cloven tongues like as a fire setting upon each of them. And then it says in verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, filled doesn't mean touched. Filled doesn't mean you got a little dabble, do you? They were filled from the tip of their toes all the way to the top of their head, okay? They were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, the term other tongues here sounds a little, I don't know, mysterious to a lot of people. It's really not. Tongues in the King James Bible is talking about languages, okay? So if I speak Spanish, let's say, I took Spanish in high school, and I speak just a little bit of it. Matter of fact, I can say, hablo español un poco, okay? That means I speak a little Spanish. That's about it, okay? I can also ask, where's the bathroom? ¿Dónde está el baño? Okay? So I can get by, all right? But I really don't speak it well. But you see, I switched over from English into Spanish. All right, that's just another tongue, another language. Okay, so it says they spoke in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now I want you to notice something here. In Spanish, my name is Guillermo. That's how you say William in Spanish. So if I say, mi nombre es Guillermo, did you notice it was my lips that spoke, my tongue that moved, and air coming out of my mouth allowed me to speak Spanish? Okay, you might say, okay, Dr. Bill, where are you headed with this? Well, where I'm headed is important for you to understand. I spoke, but I had knowledge that gave me utterance. Okay, now in this case, where they spoke in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance, these were languages they did not know in the natural. They didn't know with their mind. See, I can think, donde, where, esta is el baño, okay, the bathroom. I have to think about each of those words and translate them, so to speak, before I say them, because I'm not a native speaker, all right? If I was a native Spanish speaker, then I wouldn't even have to think about it. I could just say whatever I wanted to say. But I have to stop and think about what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying? So it comes from the mind in that case. But this speaking in other tongues comes from the Spirit. But you still have to speak. The Spirit gives you the words to speak or the utterance. Okay? That's what it's talking about here. Now, next point is very important. Acts chapter 2, verse 5. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men. These are not just run-of-the-mill, they just were born a Jew and that's it. They're not really devout. These are devout Jews, men from every nation under heaven. Now, here's what's interesting. Every nation under heaven that they knew at that time, the known world, there was somebody there representing all these different countries. Okay? Now, not every single nation in the world, but you know what I'm saying. There's a lot of people there, and they all represented different countries, but they all came together for this celebration, this special event in Jerusalem of the celebration of the day of Pentecost. All right, verse 6. With this what? This event of all these people suddenly speaking out in other languages and the fire on their head, you know, when all of this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded. This is verse 6. Because that every man heard them speak in his own language. Now, here's an interesting point. There are Bible scholars that teach that the miracle occurred on the ears of the unbelievers, the people out in the crowd that weren't Christians, because they all heard them speak in their own language. But what I want to submit to you is a thought. Okay, I'm not going to fall out with you if you believe it that way. That's fine. But I'm going to give you a thought here. If you got 120 people in this upper room, and they all stream out of the upper room, and they go down the stairs, because they were in an upper room, they go down the stairs into the crowd, and they're walking through the crowd, and here's a guy that's a Parthian, here's a guy that's from Mede, or here's a guy that's a Elamite, you know what I'm saying. We'll find that out in just a few minutes as I read it. But all these different countries, as they were speaking, some of them were speaking one language, another one were speaking another language, but as they filtered through the crowd, they heard them speak in a language they understood. It may not have been the guy right beside him, it may have been the guy right over there, but each one of them heard their own language. Okay, that's another way of looking at this, all right? I'm not saying you got to believe this to be born again or anything like that. That's just it's merely an observation, all right? So, they all heard them speak in their own language. They were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these that speak Galileans? Here's the thing. Galilee was not known for its great scholars, all right? That's what they're talking about. You know, if you talk about somebody from Podunk, you know, or Lizard Lick, you don't think of them as having great intellectual capacity, you know, or a lot of book learning, okay, as a country boy would say. Well, that's the way it was with Galilee. There weren't a lot of great scholars coming out of Galilee, all right? And there weren't a lot of people that spoke a lot of different languages. They just spoke their own language, and that was it. And a lot of them didn't do it that well, okay, whatever. But they were amazed and marveled, saying, behold, are not all these that speak dumb old country boys? I mean, let's put it that way, okay? And how hear we every man our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and parts of Mesopotamia, about Sarania and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speaking our tongues the wonderful works of God. Now again, did they all hear supernaturally some kind of special miracle in the ears of the unbelievers? Or were the believers that got filled with the Holy Ghost speaking in different languages and they just heard all these different languages? I tend to think it's the latter. Just me personally, okay, I tend to think that the miracle occurred on the believers that received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and they spoke in other languages, and these people out in the crowd just happened to hear them speak in whatever language that they spoke naturally. Now, there's an important point here. Remember we said they were all Jews and proselytes. In this day and time, Jews and proselytes, anybody that converted to Judaism, had to learn one language other than their natural language, which is Hebrew. Now you might say, well, Dr. Beal, why is that important? What's the big deal with that? Well, here's why. Because one person got up and addressed the whole crowd, and they all understood what he said. Okay? So if they all spoke different languages, and they only spoke different languages, they didn't speak one common language, how did he, one person, speak to all of them? No, they all had to speak one language for him to be able to preach to them. Okay? Now let's keep reading and see if that's not so. All these different people, strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes. Remember, they're all Jews, they're all proselytes. That means they all had to have learned Hebrew as a tongue, if nothing else, just to worship and to praise God in their services. Okay, we're talking about Jews here. Now, verse 12, and they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying to one another, what meaneth this? Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. Now, they thought they were drunk. But then Peter stands up. Verse 14, but Peter, standing up with 11, lifted up his voice, and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words, for these are not drunken as ye suppose, but, now think about this, he didn't say they weren't drunk, he said they're not drunk like you think. They hadn't been sipping the bottle, all right? I mean, he says here, it is but the third hour of the day. Now, we don't talk that way. But basically, he's saying it's 9 o'clock in the morning. All right? So this was 9 o'clock in the morning. How likely is it even a drunkard doesn't necessarily drink at 9 o'clock in the morning? That was his point. He said, these guys aren't drunk like you think. Now, they are tipsy. I mean, I know. I've been filled with the Holy Ghost. I've been in meetings where I was tipsy, all right? But it was because of the influence of the Spirit of God. You know, the Scripture says, think about this, over in Ephesians, the Scripture says, be not drunk with wine, where is excess, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. Okay? So in other words, don't be rendered tipsy, we'll use that term, through wine. But if you want to get tipsy, do it in the Holy Ghost, all right? I'm kind of paraphrasing there, but you see what I'm saying? In other words, get your lift, your excitement from the Holy Spirit, not from wine, all right? Don't drink to excess. Now, I know a lot of people read that and say, well, I can drink as long as I don't drink to excess. Well, what it's really saying there, if you dig into it, matter of fact, I encourage you to read it out of the Phillips translation. I don't have it in front of me right here handy, but I will say this. If you read it out of the Phillips translation, it'll really give you light onto this thing of drinking and drinking to excess, all right? It's basically saying, don't surrender your faculties, your capabilities to wine or to strong drink, but rather be filled with the Holy Ghost. If you want to surrender yourself to something, surrender yourself to the Holy Ghost. Hey, I'm all for that. God's all for that, all right? So they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They spoke in other tongues. These people heard them speak in other tongues, and they heard them in their own languages. Now, you might say, did they really speak a real language, or was this just gibberish? Okay? When somebody speaks in tongues, a lot of people say, oh, they're just speaking gibberish. Well, now, hold on. I know of a case, my pastor, Dr. Ed Taylor, pastor of Faith and Victory Church in Greensboro, North Carolina, he experienced this. He went to the Czech Republic. He was speaking publicly, ministering the Word of God in a church service, and he started speaking in tongues at the end of the service. And this lady in the service said, he's speaking Czech. Well, he didn't speak Czech. I mean, he's from Greenville area, North Carolina, actually Aiden, which is near Greenville, North Carolina. He's like, you know, Galilean. He didn't speak any other languages. But he spoke this because it came from his spirit. And the lady said, he's speaking about things from the Spirit of God in Czech. So I know of a case personally where that has happened. There's also other cases where people have been heard to speak what they thought was just speaking in tongues that they didn't understand. Their mind was not fruitful, as the scripture says. But somebody near them heard them speak, and that language they were speaking was a language they understood. So yeah, that does happen. Okay? We don't discount that, but God doesn't, it's hard to say, God doesn't give speaking in tongues to preach to people. Paul makes that very clear in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. He said, if I come to your service and start speaking in tongues, what does it profit you? I'd rather get up and speak by revelation. In other words, by preaching the gospel. All right? So tongues isn't to speak to other people. He says speaking in tongues is speaking divine secrets unto God. Now, we'll get into that more in depth in the next program, probably. At least, if not the next one, the one after it. Okay? Because we're not going to get into it today. We're about out of time. But the thing about it is, God wants you to be filled with the Holy Ghost and speak with other tongues, because speaking in tongues gives you rest. Now, we'll find this out as well. This is a scripture over in the book of Isaiah. It talks about that you receive rest by speaking with stammering lips in another tongue. That was speaking prophetically of speaking in tongues that came into place in the New Testament, all right, through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We'll also find that in Jude only has one chapter, so Jude chapter 1, verse 20, we could say it this way, Jude verse 20, says, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, or praying in the Spirit, which is what Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 says, is speaking in other tongues. All right? I'm bringing all these things together so you can begin to see that speaking in tongues has a benefit to you as a personal, individual believer. Okay? There's a lot of uses for speaking in tongues. There's a gift of tongues that you speak in tongues and then you receive an interpretation. And the interpretation, tongues and interpretation, is equivalent to prophecy. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, you can read it for yourself. But the point is, in your individual life as a believer, speaking in tongues provides rest for you, refreshing for you, and builds you up on your most holy faith. Now, I think it's interesting, it's not talking about speaking in tongues builds your faith. That's not what it says. Speaking in tongues builds you up on your most holy faith. Okay? In other words, it refreshes, it invigorates, it builds you up on your faith. You get closer to God through speaking in other tongues. Now, a lot of people say, I don't know, you guys just always bragging about speaking in tongues. No. Nobody's bragging here. This is a gift that is available to every Christian, every believer, if they will pray to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, a second unique experience with God. Then speaking in tongues accompanies the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, if I get a pair of shoes, and I look at those shoes, and they have tongues in them, you know, I'm talking about tongues of the shoes, Well, that accompanies the shoes. I don't have to order tongues for the shoes separately. Okay, you see what I'm saying? It just comes as part of the package. Well, it's the same thing. You receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and you get tongues as part of the package. Amen. That's the way it is. Okay? A lot of people say, I don't believe in that tongue stuff. Well, I mean, it's in the Bible. What you gonna do with it? That's the thing. A lot of people, a lot of denominations say, we don't let people speak in tongues. Well, brethren, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 39. It says, forbid not to speak with tongues. Well, now, are you going to be scriptural? You know what you need to be scriptural, right? Scripture. So find me a scripture that says it's okay to forbid people to speak in tongues. You're not going to find it. But you are going to find 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 39, where it says, forbid not to speak in tongues. So at some point, you're going to have to get scriptural. Okay? In your doctrine. Yeah, but our church doesn't teach that. Well, you need to question about your church, not the scripture. The scripture's right. Here's the thing. The scripture is always right. Okay? I don't care what your denomination teaches, what your group teaches. The scripture is always right. And that's true of everything. A lot of people don't believe in a lot of other things. But if the word of God teaches it, it's the truth. All right? Praise the Lord. Because Jesus said, John 17, 17, thy word is truth. Amen. Well, boy, we've bounced over all kinds of different things today, but we're out of time. We're going to have to go. Join me again. Listen, you can write me here at my email address, Dr. Bill, DRBILL, run that all together, DRBILL, at speakfaith.org. Okay? As it says there on the screen. Or you can write me regular mail. You know, they call it snail mail, but regular mail is Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213 5213, High Point, North Carolina, the zip code 27262. Amen. So write me. Let me know what the word that we've been preaching means to you. Let me know what this broadcast means to you, this netcast. I would enjoy hearing from you, okay? And I want you to know you're out there. I want to know that you're out there, okay? I'll get it right. Praise the Lord. But listen, take advantage of all the opportunities that we have. Our website, speakfaith.org, go there. Word of Faith Radio, WFR.org, go there. And speakfaith.tv, whether you get it through the Roku channel or whether you get it over our sftv.io live stream, either way, you will be blessed by hearing the Word of God through all the different means that Word of Faith Ministries is putting out. Hallelujah. Well, we are out of time. We're going to have to go. Join me again next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God. The Speak Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.